Good evening, everybody, and you're listening to the Budcast, episode 408.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
I'm waiting for you, my baby. I'm waiting for you night and day. But when I see you, you don't stand a corner. Remember the corner when you and me are still over. I'm waiting for you night and day. But when I see you, you stay with him again. I will see you. You don't stand on the corner. Remember the corner when you and me are still alone. I'm all your girl. I'm all your girl, baby. Yeah, I'm
to the bumper, didn't no, 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 yeah. was Familiar Reggae with What You Gonna Do. A roots reggae band formed in 2008, born under the concept of forming a group in which the values that define a family is a unit, respect, love, others, prevail. If you'd like to find out more, I feel a rant coming on. If you'd like to find out more, you can go to their website at familiarreggae.wix.com/index, which is an absolutely awful web platform, if you don't mind me saying. But they are from Buenos Aires in Argentina. So by all means, go over there and have a look at some more of their work. And of course, this track did come from Jumendo, and there are a few tracks over there from that band over on Jumendo for you to listen to.
Uh-huh.
Indeedy. So welcome one and all. This is the Bugcast episode 408 from wherever and however you are listening. It's really good to have you along this evening. On tonight's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons music. And at the moment, our show notes are surprisingly bare. But I would imagine that as we go along, there will be some stuff to talk about.
Mine isn't.
I see nothing.
What?
No, the for chatty stuff.
Oh, for chatty stuff. Sorry, no, I thought you were about...
Oh, no, the music stuff's taken care of.
Ah.
Well, that's the only reason that people come here, is the music. They don't care about us waffling on about.
It's not waffling, stuff. Then. Should we do some more music?
What?
What?
Whatever.
So, next up, it is my track. It is Mad Glory with Red Wine Blues.
Someone help me get to sleep while time is still young. I need a big old bed to keep me safe, like being home with a mother's love. And I know I'm getting older, and I know I'm getting older. I'll help you steer away, I'll help you shut out. Don't let them teach you fear to lonely, keep your thoughts about. At times I know the past has felt so wrong. If you give me another chance, I'll just write you another song. And I know I'm getting older, and I know I'm getting older. I'll see you once again. I miss you, oh dear friend. Don't ever let them change your heart. I'll see you once again. I miss you, oh dear friend. Don't ever let them change your heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this, your flight to new music and to chat. Before takeoff, I'd like you to ensure that your tray tables are secured, your seat backs are in the upright position, and all of your hand luggage is in the overhead lockers. The exits don't work, and any feelings of euphoria, elation, and stimulation will pass shortly after the show ends. Captain Dave and First Officer Caroline will update you with our progress throughout the flight between the in-flight entertainments. I'll be passing down the cabin shortly with a selection of crisps, cake and cherryade. Thank you for flying Bugcast Airlines. Please fasten your seatbelts.
Regardez en l'air et se vautrer par terre. répit, ne pas avoir envie, marcher sur un fil et recharger ses piles, ne pas avoir le choix, ne pas avoir le choix. Nuage, comme un doux présage, un rêve à l'abordage, regarder sans fin le monde à ses mains d'or, dans un lit couvert d'or, les rêves sont des pièces, des lingots, des trésors, maintenant tu as, maintenant tu as, maintenant. Tu as le choix. Sors de ce monde, de ce rêve, pour y toucher la terre, pour y goûter la mer. Maintenant tu as, maintenant tu as, maintenant tu as.
That was Luck and their track Le Choix. I think that's how you pronounce it. They are from Cadoujac in France. And to be honest with you, there is incredibly little information about this band anywhere upon the web. The only bit of information I do have is their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/luck04vent. L-U-C-K-A-U-X, the number 4, V-E-N-T-S. I found out about this track when I was listening to the most recent episode of Utopia Radio, which has just, literally in the last few days, ended its 2.5-year hiatus, which I am incredibly pleased about. And I would like to think that it possibly has something to do with Utopia Radio being one of the founder members of the Other Side Podcast Network. I had to mention that at least once tonight. At otherside.network, yeah. Yes. It's good to see, or even hear, Yannick back on the pod waves.
You need to do him some bumpers now.
We probably should do. In fact, we should do a huge great bumper exchange.
Yeah.
Not bumpers. But,
leave my bumpers out of it, thank you.
So anyway, I really liked the track. It was not too overstated. It wasn't very particularly plain either.
And
yeah, it was good. Very well received in the chat room.
Excellent. And before that, it was Mad Glory with Red Wine Blues from America. After 2 years of being a solo artist, Mad Glory frontman Matthew Hipps reached out to the now lead guitarist John Norman looking for a writing partner. After a few sessions together, the two had more interest in the same genre and style, and a match had been lit. After small releases and writing sessions, the two began to move on and branch out. Months later, at a pre-play session, Matthew Hipps introduced John Norman to 13-year drummer Kevin Turner. The two clicked instantly, and with Kevin's complex drum technique, John's deep blues guitar, and Hipps' voice, the indie blues of Mad Glory awakened. They're from Houston in Texas, and you can find out more by checking out their Bandcamp page, which is madglory.bandcamp.com. And that was another song that I just liked. It wasn't overly fancy, but it was just a nice, smooth track.
It was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there. On the stair.
So, shall we say hello to the people in the chat room?
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing all of Dave's lines tonight just to wind him up.
No, it's good. It's good.
So we have Alex UK, Bodie, Cholcolom, Chris from Canada, CM Hobbs, Erkan Yilmaz, Gamerchick 02, Gregorio SWVP, Ian 2773, JB John, K5 Tux, Kevy, Laney, Shy Mega, Feru, and Vinzy V. And we're just saying hello to people. And yes, I know some of those people won't be there, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, and John from Canada says hi.
John from Canada says hi. Woohoo!
Oh.
Sorry, Laney. Amy, Cara, yeah, whatever.
And I suppose this will be a good opportunity to introduce JB John as the most recent member of the Other Side podcast network. I'm not going to try and mention the Other Side network too often, even though it is a fairly awesome place. But it is certainly worth out if you're of a technical mind and you want to hear opinion on technical issues surrounding, well, anything really, then you can go to Twine Radio. Twineradio.co.uk is John's brand new podcast. Episode one was released a couple of weeks ago, and I found it interesting. I know another couple of other people that reviewed the podcast also found it interesting. So it may be for you, it may not, but go along, have a listen, and see what you think.
Yes, you should.
Yes, indeed.
So, next track time.
Mm.
Now, I have to put my hands up here, but I decided to stick with it and carry on.
See, I think this is totally valid.
Yes.
For a couple of reasons.
So, we'll introduce the track and then we'll explain what we're on about afterwards. So, it's Ty Andelman with Midnight Mind.
Lady, 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 I've been talking kind of crazy, but I'm talking and you're listening. So lady, 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 have you thought about me lately? Cause I'm tired of this loneliness. Lie to me, it's the only way I'll get some sleep tonight. Lie to me, the truth is just so dull. I wanna pretend you're right. I wanna be where you are. Run the bases in the back of your car. I wanna see what you see. Just pretend for tonight that you want me.
Go down, you flood my midnight mind. Lady, 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 I've been talking kind of crazy, but I'm talking and you're listening. The truth, keep it from me.
Britain, 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 the other name for the UK. Britain invented music in the 1960s, but other countries keep trying to steal it. Made in the UK show is a podcast put together by podcasters in the UK. It brings you the cream of British music, a little like an internet milkman. Listen to British music at madeintheukshow.co.uk. British music, are you getting enough?
Deep Down Inside. Thank you, love. With their track Where Dreams Begin. Now, that's the final track from the band's EP Feather and Stone, which we have been playing in a sort of piecemeal over the last year or so. And you can find out more about that band over at their Facebook page, facebook.com/deepdowninsideFaceB. What happened to Deep Down Inside Face A? I don't know. But they are from Sochaczew. In Poland.
Ah.
Am I still playing for time or are you there?
No, I was just responding to Amy.
Excellent.
She said she was going to phone me a punishment and I went, ooh, good, one that you don't like. And I went, aww, Not that kind of punishment, then. Before that, it was Ty Andelman with Midnight Mind from USA. The reason we said about having to put our hands up is, although we'd not played... So we have played Ty Andelman, but not that song before. We had actually played that song before, but when it was down as Leon, L-Y-O-N-N, which was a band, which Ty Andelman was the lead singer of. But he actually created this project, as in gone solo, in order to showcase songs that make a more intimate and alternative approach.
Mm.
So I think it's kind of allowed, because Leon doesn't exist anymore in Jamendo, from what we could see.
No, that isn't actually the case. There is one EP on there under right, Leon but band, but all of the old tracks have gone.
Yeah. So, but I liked it. And yes, Kevy played it on CC Jam as well.
Yes.
Mm.
Awesome.
So, you wanted new stories, didn't you?
Yeah. Have you got anything?
Well,
I mean, there's obvious ones elections yesterday, which were mostly local council. And to be honest, I don't think there were any real shocks.
Apart from, London has now got its first Muslim mayor in Sadiq Khan.
Yeah.
Which is, it's going to be a different direction. Was it Boris Johnson before?
It was Boris Johnson, yeah.
Ooh.
So that means Boris Johnson is now free to
go for number...
Pursue number 10, yeah.
Number 10 or number 11 now.
Number
oh,
two.
There's another one. There was a polar research ship which put on a poll. Who did the poll, though? Asking for ship names. And the idea being is they would do the shortlist, then people would vote, and then it would be the public would have chosen the vote. Unfortunately, one of the suggestions that made the shortlist was Boaty McBoatface. Now, the person who suggested Boaty McBoatface did actually apologise because he thought it was a bit of fun that went out of hand, but it became the winning vote. Only they decided to be a bit, what's the word, bad sports, and chose, despite the fact that Boaty McBoatface won the quiz. The vote, it became RSS David Attenborough instead.
Yeah, but Boaty McBoatface isn't exactly the name you give to a professional...
A £200 million vessel.
Vessel, no.
Unfortunately, Boaty McBoatface has started to make a precedence, though, because a school in America asked for names, ideas for their school name, and what was one of the names that suggested? Schooly McSchoolface.
Very unoriginal.
It's going to become one of those memes, though, isn't it?
So is the... what's his name? The Republican candidate for the US presidential election is going to be...
Trumpy McTrump face.
Which I think fits him really, really well.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah, just my opinion.
There is also the other sad story about the big wildfire in Canada.
In Canada, yes.
That's been quite scary to look at. Oh, and the huge one. The government have done a U-turn over their plans to force all schools to become academies.
Because
It had so much pressure to change that. So that's been a big thing in the news.
Well, I think we're trying to scrape the bottom of the barrel here.
Yeah.
We did kind of make a pledge quite some time ago that if we didn't have anything to talk about, we weren't going to try and force the issue. We've obviously gone back on that pledge now, for which we apologise.
Actually, somebody did make a valid point about Boaty McBoatface.
What's that?
It's a ship. So it should have been Shippy McShipface.
Careful.
That's not what they said. That's me saying that, but...
No.
Yes,
but
I know.
You listen to that back... And realise what you said wasn't what you just said.
I did say it. Shippy McShip face.
Nah. Anyway. Moving swiftly
on. Right, yeah. So, this is Vulcano with Mr. Donald Trump and Mrs. Hillary Clinton.
Mr. Trump and Mrs. Clinton, what's your game? You say you're different, but it smells the same. You talk on Fox, you talk on CNN. There's nothing but the same old crap again. Mr. Trump and Mrs. Clinton, why can't you be true? Mr. Trump and Mrs. Clinton, I just can't vote for you. You spread the bull until it's 10 feet deep. You're making promises that you can't keep. First to the right, then to the left you run, trying to be everything to everyone. Mr. Trump and Mrs. Clinton, why can't you be true? Mr. Trump and Mrs. Clinton, I just can't vote for you. Mr. Trump and Mrs. Clinton, let me speak the truth. I'm afraid I'm gonna throw up in the voting booth. Why can't you just wake up and realize everybody's tired of the same old lies? Mr. Trump and Mrs. Clinton, you're driving me insane. 'Cause once the votes are counted, you'll start your new campaign.
Halló, itt Budapest. Ide figyelnek, emberek! Az egyik legjobb Creative Commons zenei műsor hallható. A címe? The Bugcast. Éjjel-nappal megtalálható. TheBugcast.org oldalon. A viszont hallásra!
Tanto por verte otra vez, y ahora que te encuentro se me va la voz. ¿Y dónde es que estuvimos gastando el reloj? ¿Y cuando pasa el tiempo extraño más y más? Déjate llevar por el momento, escucha el silencio. Oh, cada beso me quita el aliento, no te alejes más. Y por ti vuelvo a soñar. El amor y quita el frío que quedó ayer. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Llueve en indirectos a tu alrededor. Cielo, oh, oh, hasta tapar el sol. Y a veces la distancia se acorta con tu voz y mándale un latido a tu corazón. Déjate llevar por el momento, escucha el silencio. Oh, cada beso me quita el aliento, no te alejes más. Y por
soñar que existe el amor y quita el frío que quedó. Yo me pierdo, ven una vez más, acércate.
That was Kankel with his track Lueven Indirectas, or
Inspiration.
Yeah, something like that. When love, passion and music run through the veins of a young musician, Inspiration arises. So is titled the new album from singer-songwriter, musician and Mexican producer Kankel Guajardo. The album, so I'm turning my laptop noise off, a labour of years of hard work and constant development, with lyrics full of emotion and feelings in what he calls his most important album. If you'd like to find out more, he does have a Facebook page over at facebook.com/lots of stuff. So go to our website and find the links from there, thebugcast.org. And I will do my ranty bit shortly as well.
Oh, he's going to rant. Oh, I'm looking forward to that. Before that, it was Volcano. So I get there. With Mr. Donald Trump and Mrs. Hillary Clinton. From the USA, and I can't be any more specific than that, Volcano is actually Samuel Volcano, who writes and performs all of his own stuff. He says he does a lot of thoughtful, upbeat rock. And I would say this one was more thoughtful, yet a bit cheeky. And topical. And actually, there was two tracks of his that I really liked. And I actually took to our our Telegram group for the podcast and asked the people in there if I had two tracks, and one was a good one, and one was a good one but a bit topical and a bit cheeky, which would I go for? And they said, why not both? And I said, right, I'll do one for the next week. Which one should I do? And I thought, well, I'll do the Mr. Donald Trump and Mrs. Hillary Clinton this week, because Donald Trump has actually become the Republican candidate, or is
yes,
more
he is
like
the Republican yes. candidate.
So I thought it was kind of fitting.
Mm.
But I do like Dave's idea that if Donald Trump was a please name me, it would be Trumpy McTrump face.
Yeah, brilliant.
Funny.
Absolutely brilliant. Right. Okay, then. I have a rant, and it's aimed specifically at musicians.
Oh, yeah, because I must say, Volcano, I've linked to his artist page because he has no
So that's actually
details.
Three instances of rantism. People, musicians, if you want people to take you seriously, you really need to arrange yourself a proper online web presence. Now, I'm accepting the fact that Facebook can be one of those. It's not ideal, but that's where people are.
Although Facebook's starting to grow its platform, because the music pages do have track pages and band pages and show, you know, event pages. So they are trying to make it a better platform for musicians.
Yeah, well, it's not that so much. It's having a Facebook page, whether it's been set out correctly and with full feature for musicians, is neither here nor there. Having a Facebook page is is important to a lot of musicians. But if you're going to have a Facebook page, for goodness sake, set a username for it. They are available free of charge. You could, I think they, you don't even have to have a certain number of likes now to get a username from Facebook.
You mean not to be Joe Blogs /
11841? Yeah, it's pointless. It's available. Make people not have to search for you. Give them a link, a URL that they will easily remember.
And when you have these pages, link to them from your Jamendo, because the amount of places where I think, oh, they've got nothing, and I look online and I think, oh, look, they've got a Facebook and they've got a website and they've got a Bandcamp and they've got a SoundCloud, but they don't link between them.
No, exactly.
And while we're on the high horse, if ever there's a band who thinks that they do need that and they need help, just let us know because we can help.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
The second part of it is Wix.com. Please, just don't. Yeah, Wix.com is not a good web platform.
I don't think it's a good web platform, but I would understand people that are not very web savvy to use it because it's
That's the problem. Let me give you an example. I don't want to necessarily pick on these people specifically, but that's where the example I've got is. The first track this evening by Familia Reggae. Their website is familiareggae.wix.com/index. If you go to familiareggae.wix.com, it tells you the page you're looking for cannot be found.
It needs the slash index.
You must have the slash index on it, which is utterly pointless. That is not the way that a website should be set up. There should be no reliance on a path or a query string at the end to get you into that site. If it's going to have an automatic redirect to push you to slash index, that's fine. But allow people to find you from your domain name. And the other one Carol has already mentioned with Volcano from this evening. You've only got a Jamendo profile. You've got a lot of music there, but you've only got a Jamendo profile. Get a website, get a Facebook profile, find a way, make it easy for people to find information out about you. And even then, fill out your bio.
We have played some amazingly good artists who we wanted to know so much more about, but we couldn't find anything about them.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a crying shame.
Anyway, rant over.
Yes, let's not rant too much. Right. If nothing else, though, we must say that although their web savviness is below par, their songs were not.
Oh, absolutely.
So they excel at the music.
Yeah, I mean, we've kind of picked on three specific artists this evening for their web presence, but we wouldn't have played their music. We wouldn't have looked over the fact that they have virtually no web presence or no decent web presence if their music had not been as good as it is.
I do have to say that we do know some podcasters who do not do what we do. If there's no web presence, they don't play, which I think they miss out on some fantastic music.
I get it, but they would be missing out, and it is a shame.
Yes.
So,
and Chalcolom says, shut up, you're being Ranty McRantface.
Ranty McRantface.
He doesn't actually say shut up, I said that bit, but he did say Ranty McRantface, so...
Right. I don't want to drive anybody's decision, but Lainey just saying, if you want a show title, that might be a good one. Anyway, so that was our penultimate pair of tracks. So next week, the Bugcast episode 409 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 13th. Of May at 9:30 PM UK time. Really spooky. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you are more than welcome to do so. We do have an email address, feedback@thebugcast.org. And of course, you can always find us on the social networks. We're in a number of places. Full detail about
44
minutes and I fell over. That's not bad going. If you'd like to find more information on that, you can find us at thebugcast.org/contact. I nearly said Facebook.
I know you did. And I was just waiting for you to say it. We have got a Facebook page as well.
And of course, if you want to check out some more awesome podcasts, then do head over to otherside.network, where you'll see, I think, 8 now amazing podcasts for you to choose from.
Yes, because we're all awesome.
We are. Last track time.
Last track time. So, To finish off the show, we have got a track from Australia. So my last three were from America. We've got an Australian one.
G'day.
I believe we've played Kinematic before, but not this track. So Dave's going to check that while I talk my talk. So it's Kinematic, We've Come Into the Light. Now, Kinematic, which is how they pronounce it, is not the branch of dynamics related to motion. It's an indie pop rock band from Melbourne in Australia. Although, if they're actually wanting a genre to file this under, they suggest it should be unpop. They've been making music for a while and it's something they love doing. They've created a mix of sonic treats ranging from thoughtful folk music to distortion-laced rock, with a whole bunch of pop songs which fall somewhere in between. They are unsigned and independent, and even so, they've managed to get songs onto the radio, TV soundtracks, and self-produce a string of single, album, and video releases. They do all of their own writing, recording, producing, releasing, promoting, and they get, that gives them the freedom to do whatever they want. And it's a pretty cool way to work.
Mm.
And I like that ethos. Had we played them before?
Yes, we played them on episode 361. A track of theirs called Louder.
Louder, right. So, this is Kinematic with Come Into the Light, and we'll catch you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find out more about our shows at otherside.network.